This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
I'm hungry to hear about Port Shorts, and so we got a wonderful man in. Not only is he a wonderful actor, a great comedian, and sometimes combines the two, but he's also very, very passionate about our part of the world and certainly passionate about Port Shorts. I welcome in the studio Stephen Curry. Good morning.
Thank you, Paul. How are you? Good to see you.
And good to see you and finally meet you, because I've been watching your work.
Oh, yes.
Over the years.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, okay. Is that okay? Is it all right? I'm not sure. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I wonder. Mum said I should be more choosy over the stuff that I take. I don't know how to take that.
Actually, that starts it off well, because I think you choose very well.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I think I'm getting a little bit better at it. It's kind of nice to be able to have a few more diverse choices as well. I can't get a nice guy to save myself now, though. I did a film called Hounds of Love a few years ago where I played a serial killer, and since then, it's just bad guy after bad guy.
Yeah, well, you won the Film Critics Award for that movie.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Yep. I was nominated for Best Actor at the Actor Awards, and I got beaten by an 8-year-old boy. So that, I don't know what to make of that either.
Well, these kids, you see, they get the sympathy vote.
That's what I like to say.
now that is interesting. Now, we'll get to Port Shorts, of course, but yep. there was a series on the Ten Network recently, which I just got into so much,
right,
called Mr. Black.
Mr. Black,
and
yes.
You played an absolute...
you can say that. Can you say that?
No.
I play an A .. Look, it was fun too. And the good thing about playing really mean people is the rules are totally different.
Yeah.
If you play a good guy, you have a very strict box that you have to stay inside.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of acting yourself.
Yeah.
You know the drill with that. But then the moment you play a bad guy, you get to just not only walk over that line, you just get to destroy that line.
But you
That's
were
really
terrific
fun.
In that. And I thought, oh, look, and because I wanted to meet you, and I thought maybe with Port Shorts we'll get to meet you, I thought, is my bubble going to be burst? Is this guy really like that? Because
yeah,
you play such a nasty son of a...
Yeah, that's right. The number of people that have come up to me and said, that's just like my husband. I keep thinking, what? Which bits? So the grumpy old bugger, you know.
It's just terrific. And of course, he's disabled as well.
He
and
is,
he uses
and he
that.
He uses that. He's got ankylosing spondylitis. And doesn't he mind telling you about that? I'll tell you.
Now, is that series? There's only one season.
One season so far. Oh. They've written another one. So we're
thank
shooting,
you.
Hopefully shooting April, May next year. Next year. Yep.
Now, the other series I wanted to mention to you, only because I can, is a series called The Time of Our Lives, which I loved, and that's, I guess, when you were working with Shane Jacobson as well.
Oh, Jaco, yes.
Yeah.
As we said before, hates a chat. You've met Shane.
Yes.
Could you shut him up?
Couldn't shut him up.
Cannot shut the
man
up.
Can't
he could talk underwater,
no.
And has. But look, he's one of my very good friends, and we had an absolute ball making that show, and that's actually, we didn't really know each other very well beforehand, but we have what you might describe as a bromance. Our wives describe it as a bromance. That word gets bandied about a lot, but this one's really got some heart about it.
No, he's absolutely fantastic. And of course, going back into some of the movies that you've done, you played the King, of course, for the TV biopic, if you
That's
like,
right,
on
Graham Kennedy.
Graham
yep.
Kennedy. How yep. did you approach playing such an iconic Australian character?
Look, it was a big thing. I didn't want to stuff it up. That's the thing. He's one of my heroes, and I know he's a hero of a lot of people in this country. And you know, the importance of playing that character with truth and with respect was first and foremost. To be honest with you, if he was alive, I wouldn't have done it. Because
you serious?
Oh yeah, the fear of one of my heroes turning to me and telling me that I'd stuffed up playing him would be heartbreaking. Could almost end your career.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah, it would sort of crush the spirit a bit. You get a very, as you know, you get a very thick skin. You have to have a very thick skin.
Yep.
In our game, but at the same time, there are certain things where you just go, I would, you know, it might sound strange, but it was far easier to do it posthumously than you know, with the man himself watching.
It was terrific. I got the chance in Sydney to meet Graham Kennedy and did a couple of interviews with him and socialised a little bit with him.
Yep.
Although he tended to be a little bit antisocial. He was very much a hermit towards the end of his life.
That's right.
And only talking and being with very, very close friends in that property up, you know, in the Highlands of New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right, up in, near Bowral.
I remember one time I dealt with him and I was doing a story with Rosie Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
And I needed some of him with that sketch with Rosie. And I think it was included in your biopic.
Oh, yeah. It was a joke, Joyce.
It used to take his teeth out.
That's right.
And I needed some vision of that. So I rang Channel 9 up and I said, can I use it? And they said, well, we don't own the rights to it. Graham Kennedy owns the rights to it. And I said, well, how do I contact Graham Kennedy? And they said, well, we'll give you his fax number.
And his fax, because that's how he that's it. He would only communicate by fax.
By fax machine.
For a long time there,
that's exactly right. So I faxed him and asked him and said, I was doing the interview with Rosie Sturgis. And he sent me back a message, which I've still got, where he said, by all means, very happy to use it, Paul, via the fax.
Oh, my God.
And that's how I got onto Graham Kennedy.
Right.
And also, there's a connection up here with Graham Kennedy. There was a Butte movie made called Travelling North.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen it yet? Yeah, David Williamson. I have seen that film. Yeah, many times.
Well, the man who actually owns this Ballyhooly Railway Station, who's our landlord, it was his house they used for Travelling North.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and it was up the top of the hill here, and he was going to transport the house, or he was going to dismantle the house and put it on a property. And the producer said, oh, please, can we keep the house until we do the movie? So they shot the movie up there. So little Graham Kennedy thing there. Now, and now with the Melbourne Cup coming up, you played Damien Oliver.
I did in the Cup, yes. And that was a lot of fun, very scary. I love racehorses, but I love sharks as well. And I don't want to be really that close to either of them. You know what I mean? Like, they are some pretty powerful beasts. That's 500 kilos of pent-up anger in those things. And it was exhilarating. I'll tell you, the moment that I came tearing down that straight at Flemington on this horse, all I could think was, what am I doing? You know what I mean?
Like,
this could end very
poorly. But it was. But you, once again, you know, you nailed it there. Media puzzle and the whole Irish trainer thing and all of that.
Yep.
It was simply amazing. Okay, so we get to why you're here.
Ah, yes, Port Shorts Film Festival.
Stephen Curry, why do you take the time out? And I take it you say to your agent, clear the decks.
Clear the decks.
Why do you come up here year after year for Port Shorts?
Well, it's not Cabramatta, is it? No, look, it is. It's the most beautiful place in the world. I have made some really great friends here. Every time I come, I was just saying before, every time I come into Port Douglas, I feel like I'm at home. I feel welcomed. I feel like I'm with you know, people that I love and a lot of people that I don't know that I meet up here. And every time I walk away having had a great experience. So to put a film festival here just makes a lot of sense too. And what they do, what's so great about Port Shorts is it's not just the films. They're not just showing the films. So on Friday night, we have the youth film section. We have the music video section and the primary school challenge section as well.
Mm.
On the Saturday night, we have the local filmmakers and the open category as well as the drone category. Now, so all of these things are fantastic there, but the big thing for me with Port Shorts is the way there are all of these forums and workshops that happen in the week leading up. Right now, there are forums happening. There is one of our finest composers, Steve Boddy, who today is doing a workshop with kids where he has a 5-minute piece of footage to which all of these kids are going to be doing all of the sound design. So for these young kids in primary school and in secondary school to be able to have the experience of someone like Steve Boddy, we've got Stephen O, who basically invented cinematic drone technology.
Wow.
He does the drone cinematography for Pirates of the Caribbean, for Thor, for Star Wars, for Aquaman. He's done some of the biggest things in the world, and he is here teaching kids how to use drone technology. It excites me because it actually, I would have loved as a kid to be able to have access to this sort of stuff.
Mm.
And Port Shorts is all about nurturing young talent. And around here, there is so much young talent. In far north Queensland, it bats so far above its average. but for many years, it almost felt for a lot of kids, and a lot of kids have said this to me, it almost felt like it was just too hard to imagine that there was any chance of them being able to go into this kind of a field. Whereas now, with the access that we have, the technology that we have, and this expertise that we have in a festival like this, it just opens up avenues to people that they've never had before.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. And you do, your eyes light up when you're talking about this because, you know, as you go, you're still relatively a young man, but as you go through the film industry, it has to be replenished with new people,
that's
new
right.
technicians,
that's
new
right.
people who want to get involved in film. And I guess too that, like when I was growing up, I wanted to be a cameraman. And I became a cine cameraman back in the old film black and white days. When colour came in, I went out. But I learned...
You do look pretty good in colour, though. I'm seeing you in colour right now, and that looks good. Your wet suits you, Paul.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
So I became a cine cameraman, but the opportunities for me were very limited.
Right.
Nowadays, every phone is a camera.
That's what we say every year. You know, you've got a filmmaking device in your pocket.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah.
And all you need is a good story. You need a good story with a heart, and you can tell this story now. You have access to tell this story. Some of the films that are in this year feature young filmmakers that you're going to be hearing a lot about in the future. There are some absolute superstars of the future that have made films, and that includes in the open category, in the local category, and in the youth category as well. And it's just, again, these are people, a lot of whom would not have felt like they had that avenue before festivals like this come up. So I really hope that a lot of people come down on Friday and Saturday to see the ridiculous quality of films on offer. It is something to behold. Paul.
We're talking with Stephen Curry, actor, comedian, and the man who really just loves Port Shorts. And you've got other people here in the studio as well. You've brought people in. You have an entourage.
Even more special guests. But this is another Steve, but this is a Steve with three E's in his first name, which is, I think, it's a bit greedy. But Steve Boddy, one of our finest composers. Listen to his accent. I think he might be from Perth.
Yeah, I think a little bit further than Perth.
If you keep
going west, you will get to a little place called Reunion Island, which is where I'm from.
That is a very good accent.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
That's not
Isn't
so
it good?
Good
yes.
I was just telling Paul what you're doing today, Steve. You might be able to make more sense of it than I have.
Yeah, so I've got a little a short film that's about like 4 minutes long, and it's a little bit of a sci-fi kind of piece. So what I'm going to do with the kids is pretty much build up the soundtrack from scratch. Get them to record some Foley, put some sound design, create some atmospheres, and show them how to, create a story with sound.
I love operating with sound, and Foley is an interesting part of movies. For those people who don't know, Foley is post-production when you're putting sound effects in and things like that, and maybe it's, if you're doing a war movie, it's the sound of loading guns, or it's people walking on the ground or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that the actors are doing, the way they move, footsteps, their clothes moving, them handling a set of keys, anything that the actor does on screen, we pretty much re-record using Foley.
Have you ever done a head being chopped off? What did you use? Did you use a cabbage or something like that? Don't people use a cabbage or something?
Yeah, you can use a cabbage, then you can stick your finger in yogurt.
Oh, really?
that's
for the schlock horror version.
Then you'll use a stick and wave it around to kind of create the sword action.
Oh, brilliant.
You kind of layer different sounds together to make it sound like it's reality.
Yeah.
In reality, a head being chopped off might not sound that great.
I don't want to try it. I feel like once you try that once, then that's the last time you're going to
Yeah, you'll recall it once and you better get it right.
And of course, if you're doing fire...
Paul, look at this. Maybe Paul needs to come into the workshop.
And you know, for example, if you want to emulate footsteps walking on grass, you actually use tape.
Oh, really?
So actually, if you walk on tape, it sounds more like grass than grass itself.
If you want to make it sound like you're drinking water, you do this.
That's brilliant.
Did you like that?
That's brilliant. Hey, listen, I found out that Alfred Hitchcock, you know the stab wounds in Psycho?
Yeah. Right?
He used a sort of a green melon.
Melon.
And he stabbed the melon and you get that sound of what have you. But isn't it interesting? I mean, it's fascinating, the world of motion pictures. So, Steve, you'll be passing on that information to some young people here and hopefully help them in their film development.
Yeah, so what I want is to inspire them to get into sound and to tell stories with sound. And hopefully I can demonstrate that and get them inspired to do so.
I could listen to Steve all more. Just the accent.
That Perth accent is just, there's something beautiful. About it,
yeah, Perth. It?
You did say Perth, yeah? Geraldton.
Yeah.
It's something exotic. I can't quite put my finger on it.
So you'll be helping the kids today?
Yes, absolutely. I think my workshop starts at 1 to 4. So that's what I'll be doing. And hopefully I'll see a lot of great young filmmaker coming over.
Yeah.
And who's the other bloke who's standing up here?
This is Greg McLean, who's one of our fine organisers of Port Shorts. Without people like Greg McLean, that this thing would not happen. Ali George as well, who's our festival director, who absolutely worked. They've got an incredible team that just worked so hard on this. And that's why it is such a world-class festival, because of the dedication of these hard-working people. So,
all right. Well, let's finish it up by finding out now, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Tell us how it all unfolds and what happens Friday and what happens Saturday.
So come on down to Rexmere Park. Now, you'll know Rexmere Park is basically one of the most beautiful locations in the world, right down there on the Coral Sea and right on the corner. How do you describe where it is? On the corner of...
it's just opposite the Courthouse Hotel.
Right. Opposite the Courthouse Hotel.
Yep.
So Friday, we are, as we said, we're going to be having the youth section, the music video section, and the Ports Primary School Challenge. Is that right? Yes, that's right. And then on the Saturday night, we have the open section. We have the local filmmakers section and we have the drone category, and it's one of the few film festivals in the world that has a dedicated drone category, and it's worth a look.
You know, every time I watch a film now, I'm always thinking, is it chopper or is it drone? And there's so much drone stuff. And some of the stuff that is quite low, I just saw, what's the movie?
There are a lot of them.
Psycho.
Psycho 2. Porky 3. Police Academy 5. Mission to Moscow.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
The TV series Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Okay. Downton Abbey.
And I was going to say that next.
And Downton Abbey, they had this shot that somebody was delivering the mail to Downton Abbey and they were tracking right behind and then went up the top. And I went, well, that's no chopper because that's just too close.
No.
And yet, the quality.
It's unbelievable.
It was beautiful.
Do you know what? And also, we're saying about how Stephen Oh, who's, this world-class drone operator, cinematographer, he can use it for things like Thor and for Star Wars and for all these incredible films. But also, what it does is it provides access for small budget filmmakers in Australia to make their stuff look incredible.
Fantastic.
It has opened it up.
Well, good luck with Port Shorts. Your people are saying to our people, we've got to go.
We've got to go.
So, thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Paul. So thanks so much for having us, mate.
And good luck with Port Shorts.
Yep, come on down and see us on Friday and Saturday night.